True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday early access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, everybody. Good afternoon. Nice to have you aboard with us on a crazy-ass Thursday so far. Man, a lot going on. How about Ted Leonsis and Coach Kevin Sheehan for an hour? An hour. Man, as if Linnell Willingham hasn't made my life more difficult than it already is. He called me at like 12:15. And I couldn't hear the whole rest of the thing. So now I'm going to have to go back and listen to what I missed. But what I heard, and we have some cuts that AMAX put together, and we'll sprinkle those in. Interesting. Anytime you get the owner of the Capitals, the Wizards, the Mystics, and the hopeful owner of the Washington Nationals, who also happens to be a Commanders fan, I know this, it's always interesting. And you get a guy like that on for an hour, and for whatever reason some of you don't like Ted Leonsis and think he doesn't care about the Washington Wizards, which you couldn't be any further from the truth. Always an interesting thing. Always an interesting thing. We will get back into that in just a sec. The Nationals lost yesterday, day off today, off to Miami. But they put in a hell of a fight. Or on a hell of a fight, I should say. Down 4-0 early, and they bounced right back and had a lead late. And had the Dodgers on the ropes. And were looking for a sweep. And almost had one. And that should not have been expected, and it wasn't. But to take 2 out of 3 and to be in position for a sweep, you take that and run. You know, we talked about the Nationals a lot yesterday. We will probably not do as much today, but we will, of course, blend in some of what Ted said to Kevin, and also what Ted said to Grant and Danny earlier this week about wanting to buy the Nationals and some of the resistance and the TV rights and all of that stuff being tied together to ownership of the team. We will get into all that. But the Nationals lose 6-5 to the Dodgers, take 2 out of 3. You'll take that every day of the week, 10,000 times on Sunday. And away you go on a very, very, very interesting and key 10-game road trip. Starts in Miami. Again, that's a series you got to take 2 out of 3. The Nationals did a good job last year. They swept a 4-game series in mid-April in Miami, which has traditionally been a very, very, very difficult opponent for them. Even when Miami wasn't good, and they've been good plenty of times, they're not good right now. They're better than I think most people anticipated early on, but it starts tomorrow night in Miami. And certainly some of the pitching matchups would appear to favor the Nationals, at least on paper. You're going to get Mackenzie Gore, you're going to get Trevor Williams, and so on and so forth. But starts there, goes to Pittsburgh for 4 games, and then goes to freezing-ass Colorado, where it'll be like mid-April, and I guarantee you one of those games will have flurries, if not a blizzard. Because that's what it does in Denver from basically mid-October until like the end of May. And then it's the most beautiful place on earth in the summer. But basically, that's the weather. So that's the Nationals' brief story. We'll get more into what happened yesterday a little bit later on in the show. The Capitals are back home tonight for the Carolina Hurricanes. And listen, they clinched the division. We know they clinched the playoff spot. We know they've had a couple of days off here. We know they had all the kids out at practice yesterday. I would expect a much, 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 much better performance tonight. Whether it happens early or not, we'll have to see. Carolina, obviously talented, speed, skill, transition, the type of team that Washington struggles with. But remember, and as we talked about with Brandon Nyheim yesterday for a little bit, if you missed any of that interview, it's at theteam980.com or on the podcast. Every hour, every show, every day, every segment is podcast, again, at the Team 980 on the Odyssey app or at theteam980.com. It was at about 2:25 yesterday. It was a good spot. If you're a Caps fan, I think you would enjoy it if you did not hear it live. But this game tonight has the opportunity, the potential to be a bloodbath. Because of what happened late in the game last Wednesday, where Connor McMichael got spun around and dragged down, and Nick Doubt is yelling and screaming at the bench, and there was all sorts of fights and all sorts of chicanery. Now, I hate that stuff. I can't stand that. I'm a hockey fan. I'm not a fighting fan. If I want to watch fighting, I'll go watch the UFC. I don't really watch the UFC, so I'm not into that. I understand it's part of the sport. I understand it's part of the fabric of the sport. I'm just going to tell you, and this is going to be very, 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 very different than the 19,000 or so that will be in Capital One Arena tonight, than anybody on the ice tonight, than anybody in traditional hockey circles. I'm not a fighting guy. I hope the Capitals beat their ass. But not beat their ass in that way. I hope they beat their ass by being the better team that I know they can be and that I know they are. You may want them to beat their ass, and when Stone Cold Steve Austin's theme pumps out over the loudspeakers 20 seconds into the game, like, I don't think this is going to be Team USA, Team Canada, 3 fights in 9 seconds. In the Four Nations, that's not what I think we're going to get here. But I would imagine within the first 2 minutes tonight, you are going to have some gloves being dropped and some punches being thrown. And everybody will be fired up. You know, maybe I should have brought my Stone Cold Steve Austin autographed leather vest that Double A got me and spilled some sauce on it or something. I'm just teasing Double A. Got to get the frame going for that. Spring cleaning. Yeah. AMAC, if you got that from, this is from last Wednesday, right? Is that what you got for me?
The Canes versus the Caps, yep.
Let's fire up the band, baby. All right, that was Kenny Albert and I believe Eddie Olchuk on TNT last Wednesday. Good job by AMAC pulling that up. You heard the lasso of Connor McMichael. Again, Dowd yelling and screaming. Lots of other punches thrown. Tom Wilson was involved in all that. Whatever. Doesn't matter. Let me put this on blast. Lou DiPietro, you can cut this up and put it on an audio blast on the Team 980 on Instagram. I love you for it. Any promotion of me and this show, we need. Okay? This is the little show that could, okay? This is the little show that could. You heard of the little engine that could? This is the little show that could. All right, every chance we get to promote ourselves, we are going to try. I want the Carolina Hurricanes to get their ass beat tonight. But I want the Washington Capitals to do it on the scoreboard. 5-2. That's what I want. Win the Eastern Conference. Do whatever you got to do. Give the home fans a good show. Maybe Alex will get 896. I want the Carolina Hurricanes to get their ass beat, but not by throwing punches at them. Not by getting instigator penalties. Not by getting 10-minute misconducts. Again, everyone else in the hockey world is going to tell you they want barbaric blood and punches thrown and revenge and boys will be boys and standing up for yourself. No. You already stood up for yourself. I say this all the time. Somebody hits a home run against you in baseball, you're a chicken you-know-what coward. If the next time they're up, you throw at their head or throw at their foot or throw at their elbow or whatever you do intentionally. Or the next guy in the lineup because you didn't like maybe how long the guy took to run around the bases or whatever. You're a chicken crap coward. In hockey, I'm not going to call anybody a coward for fighting. It's part of the lexicon of the sport. It's part of the fabric. It's part of the culture. I get it. I don't have to like it. I don't have to want it. I prefer to beat somebody's ass by being the better team. Again, I know that people are going to go bonkers when the gloves come off 2 minutes into this game or less. I get it. But if you lose one or two players to a 10-minute misconduct, or even, depending on how ugly it gets, maybe a game misconduct, depending on, again, the situation, what does that get you? It gets you to be a tough guy? Gets you on SportsCenter? Gets you on the highlights? It does nothing for me. Beat their asses on the ice by being the better team. That you are. That your record says you are. That the point standing says you are. Send them a message. Hey, man. If we meet in the Eastern Conference Finals for the right to play for Lord Stanley, remember this night. Be the better team. You're fresh. You had a couple of days off to recharge. Monkey off the back. Some would call it a grand piano off the back. You're at home. You have a bitter taste in your mouth. Apply it better. Don't do what every other team would do. Be you. Be better. Be tougher mentally. Execute better. Don't give up a 2-on-1 to a fourth line winger. Don't give up 5 goals tonight. Be the better team on the ice. This isn't UFC. We don't need that. What we need is a win and a convincing win. That's how you get your best revenge. That's how you prove what kind of man and what kind of team you are. I'm sure nobody's going to agree with that, especially those of you that love fighting in hockey. I'm not one of those guys. I don't apologize for it at all. At all. I'm sure you're going to hear on the other side of the aisle today, starting at 2 o'clock, that the Capitals should get all the revenge that they can get. Yeah, I'm all about getting revenge. I'm all about atonement. Do it the right way. Play hockey. Play hockey better. Thank you. That's what I need. That's what I expect. That's what I anticipate. That's the message I would be sending if I was Spencer Carberry. Too much bad stuff can happen when you play a mafioso style of revenge. Misconducts, injury, suspensions. Play the game. Do it right. Be better. That's what I need to see tonight. They've got bigger problems than getting revenge against the Carolina Hurricanes. I'll just tell you that. Bigger issues and bigger problems. All right, 119 on the Team 980. Just getting rocking and rolling. A little taste of what's to come in the show. Coming up next, Ted Leonsis with Kevin Sheehan. We're going to hear a couple of things that he had to say, and eventually we're going to get into this notion that the Lerner family is better for the Washington Nationals as opposed to the Leonsis family. That is out there. And I've seen that, and I've felt that, and I've heard it, and I know that's how some of you feel. I'll give you my response next at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Team 980 in the Odyssey app. All right, good to have you with us here on a Thursday in the nation's capital, all throughout the DMV on the Team 980 on your radio, and anywhere live and free on the Odyssey app, along with AMAC on the other side of the glass. I am merely the rooster. Cock-a-doodle-doo. Chris Russell. And you are you at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. So we just opened up the show with a little potpourri. Ted Leonsis, again, was on for about an hour with Kevin. Make sure you check that out on the Odyssey Rewind, the podcast, the team980.com, the Odyssey app, all of that, an hour, right? You'll hear some part of that a little bit later on. But Ted has openly talked about his pursuit of the Nationals, right? We know he loves the Capitals. Some of you think he does not love the Wizards. You could not be further from the truth. But he wants to buy the Nationals. So this isn't from today's interview with Kevin, because we're trying to turn around the audio and all that. But this is from an interview, AMAC, you said about 9-10 months ago, somewhere in that range?
Yeah, 10 months ago with Bloomberg.
With Bloomberg. Okay, so we want to give proper credit. But this is Ted talking about potentially buying, back then even, and we knew he'd been hunting and pecking, for the Washington Nationals, something that some of you, don't want him to do. All right, so that is Ted Leonsis about 11 months ago on Bloomberg. Now, since then, he has reconfirmed that as late as Monday, or I guess as early as Monday with Grant and Danny. Kevin, I did not get to hear this, okay? And again, we're waiting for the audio, so we'll try and bring it to you. But essentially, you know, the same message. So it doesn't matter at this point what he says. It's a matter of what gets done. And here's where we want to shape this conversation. There are some that are anti-Ted Leonsis buying the Washington Nationals for a couple of reasons. One, a lot of people seem to think it's a bad thing to have a monopoly ownership, to own three teams in the market. I want you to weigh in on that. Two, people fear that he's going to treat the Nationals like he allegedly treats the Wizards. And I say allegedly because I feel very differently. I want you to weigh in on both of those things. Moving forward, I'll get more after it in specifics and my thoughts. We'll get AMAC involved here as well. And you at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980, right here on the Team 980, the Odyssey app. Time for a trending alert. All right, day one of the Masters is underway. We will have continuous Masters updates from Augusta, as you just heard a couple of moments ago. But right now, a three-way tie at the top of the leaderboard, including Scottie Scheffler. Meanwhile, Masters tonight right here on the radio station, 11 p.m. Yeah, that's right, 11 p.m. For Masters tonight, wrapping up day one in Augusta. To the NFL, how about Deshaun Watson saying, quote, "I believe in myself." And he's got a message for the doubters. He said on Instagram, "Everyone's doubting me. Everyone don't believe in me. Everyone don't think I can get back to where I was, but I know and I believe the work that I put in, what I believe in myself." He says he's been channeling his inner peace and more. Of course, his owner also said recently that the trade for Deshaun Watson, and he's not wrong, was a big swing and a miss. Again, he's not wrong. The Indianapolis Colts have cut place kicker Matt Gay just a couple of years after giving him a four-year, $22.5 million contract. So the Commanders don't have a very stable place kicking situation. Is this a place that the Commanders can go for A, competition, or B, a new place kicker? We'll talk about that. And that's what's trending on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Attention, ladies in the Leawood area. Beaumont Health and Wellness is here and offers award-winning wellness and beauty treatments like hormone therapy, weight loss, body contouring, microneedling, and injectables. Right now, get our $147 hormone replacement starter kit, including a private consultation, precision blood work, and a free B12 shot to recharge your body. Beaumont Health and Wellness, luxuriously bold, effortlessly sexy, undeniably you. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
All right, good to have you with us on a Thursday afternoon. Let's get out to it on the phones before I keep rambling and whatever. I'll interject my thoughts. 301-230-0980. Ted Leonsis keeps saying that he wants to buy the Nationals. He said, hey, look, I'm not interested in being the Nationals television partner if I don't own the team. He's got his reasons for that. We'll speculate as to what. And why? I want Ted Leonsis to buy the Nationals, and I want Ted Leonsis and Monumental to have the television rights. And I don't apologize for that. I don't worry at all about that in any way, shape, or form. But a lot of you, some of you, seem to have a different spin. So let's talk about it. Let's get out to Ian in Vienna in the leadoff spot. What's up, Ian? How are you?
Good. I personally do not want Ted Leonsis owning the Nationals. I don't think it's good for the city. I don't think it's good for the marketplace of ideas and innovation. Nor do I think his ownership of either the Capitals or the Wizards or the Mystics has been so stellar that it's a good innovator or a good person to do. I don't think he's been a bad owner. Obviously, he's not been Dan Snyder and his grotesque behavior, nor has he been the learners who, frankly, have quit on Washington baseball since 2021. So in that respect, yes, he would be better than the learners, but I don't think it's good for any city to have that. And I think with Ted's approach, there's always such a marketing spin and this idea and that idea. And I think sometimes it's just obvious. Focus on winning at all costs and the rest will take care of itself. And for me, I would like to see someone else. And I find it odd that in the DMV, probably one of what, the five most affluent areas in the country, mm-hmm. we can't find another billionaire to buy a Nationals team with a relatively new stadium, a decent fan base, and a lot of opportunity for growth. I would not want to see this guy own it. And look, if it's better than the Lerner, sure, but I think Washington deserves and can do better.
But so I think you make some good points, and I would say this. My thoughts are colored by the fact that it doesn't appear, to your point, that anybody else would be interested in the area or even from outside of the area, because you would presume we would have heard about that by now. And even David Rubenstein, who eventually bought the Orioles, was partners with Ted on an initial bid and process, right? So you can't even say, well, at one point he, because Ted was involved in that. So you're right. It is surprising. It is kind of maybe disappointing. I don't know what it exactly says, but it says what the reality is, unless there's somebody out there, a Bezos or somebody that hasn't come forward, or somebody that has bid for a professional sports team so far that hasn't come forward publicly. You know, it is what it is. So if we're operating in the microscope that is, Ted Leonsis seems to be the only legitimate party interested. Again, I think that's an upgrade, as you basically said, from the Lerners. Is it the best thing? I would agree with you there that it's probably not ideal and what you would want. But what I take umbrage with, and forgive me, we have a conversation, right? We feel differently about things. What I would say is he's a best option, considering that there is no other option, but he's a legitimate and proven option, and we know he cares about Washington, D.C. We know he cares about the fabric of the city and what sports means to the city. Does he want to make money? Yes. Does he want to market the hell out of things? Absolutely, Ian, you're absolutely correct. But we know he cares, and he's not just here to make a dollar.
No, so I'm not disputing that every owner's in it to make money. That's not the issue.
Right.
But the entire, let's move to National Landing, Pentagon right. City, Crystal City, and then come back, and then make it seem like that was the plan all along, was so duplicitous
yes.
and so silly. Like, honestly, I had no objection with them moving 8 miles away mm-hmm. to a better...
Well, four spot, miles
blah, blah, blah.
Away.
I'm not into yeah. the D.C. versus Virginia stuff.
I'm with
I
you.
I thought it was the best for the franchise.
I agree.
But the way he did it, I thought the way he left D.C. was shady.
Mm-hmm.
The way he came back to D.C. was even more bizarre. It's as if, and not to bring up politics, it's very like Trumpian in that I'm going to tell you I'm doing one thing, don't do it, come back and tell you that was the plan the whole time.
No, like, you mean like the tariffs, Ian?
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
sorry.
What are we doing? And I feel
yeah.
I feel like Washington deserves better. And
yeah.
you're right. Like, there isn't another plan B. So we're stuck between option A and option B.
Right.
And I think the reason no one else has come forward is because the Lerners have put such an artificial inflation on or inflated price on the team that most people are like, you're not worth anything
yeah.
near that.
Yeah.
You
well, which has been the problem with the Lerner family all along. They set the price and the market, and they will not budge. Hence the reason why 15 years into the ballpark, we're still without a corporate name, right? Everyone else has got a corporate
exactly.
name. No jersey patches, no this, no that.
Right.
In order to invest in payroll, we've got to have people buy tickets. No, 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 no. That's how it might work in the corporate real estate world. That's not how it works in sports. Ian, I appreciate you. Thank you. Good call to get us started. I just want to keep the line moving so we can go and get some other voices in. Let's keep it coming. 301-230-0980. Yes, it might be the best case scenario. But I also truly feel, right? It's not ideal to have a monopoly, if you will, but I feel comfortable with Ted and Zach. Don't forget, he's very much involved. I feel comfortable with Monumental, and maybe it's because I've seen them operate for a long, long time. and I'm not on their payroll. Okay? I have been in the past, but I'm not on their payroll. I like them, and I respect them, and I won't hide from that. But I truly believe they care about the fabric of the city, the heartbeat of the city. I truly believe making money, which, as Ian pointed out, is what every owner wants to do, is not the only thing that they care about. And I know they treat people with decency and respect and humanity. And they do a lot of good stuff through the Monumental Foundation, as every team does for the most part. But I just want to make sure that everybody understands the biggest issue is two. One, is it a monopoly? Is it a good thing to have one guy or one family own three teams? Two, is he going to treat the Nationals essentially like a lot of you feel he has treated the Wizards? And that's where I have a strong disagreement on with many of you, but I'll expand upon that as we go along. Let's get to D.C., Calvert County here, before the break. What's up, D.C.? How are you, pal?
Russell, I'm excellent. How are you?
Good to hear from you, brother.
Yes, sir. So you took some of the words right out of my mouth, man. Yeah, Leonsis isn't perfect, but I give it to him. He's a great owner. He knows how to treat the stars like stars. And when I say that, he doesn't overindulge in treating them better than the other players, but he doesn't wait to pay them or make them wait or try to negotiate in the media. He's won a championship, obviously. He also lets the people he hire run the organization. He doesn't dibble and dabble in the organization. Now, I do give it to him. He's a historian. He understands sports. And he always hires people that he knows are up and coming, that have worked with people that have done great things. So I would, as the baseball owner as well, and it would be a good thing because he knows how to market, obviously. And yeah, he's just a great owner, man, that I've seen so far.
So DC, when we say, you know, he likes to he loves to market and whatever, I mean, I don't know if look, Ted has done some creative things. I'm not telling you he hasn't, but the reason why the Capitals have been the red hot ticket that they've been is largely because of Alex Ovechkin and their success on the ice, not because he's exactly some visionary or marketing genius or what have you. So I don't even think it depends and requires to market or to be some visionary and some business icon and you know, whatever, in order to get what he has essentially built with the Washington Capitals. But to your point, he pays people, right? And how many superstars have we seen depart Washington and then not even be bid on, i.e. Juan Soto again, not even remotely interested in bringing Juan Soto back or anyone else for that matter, this offseason, not to mention the last four or five offseasons, not to mention in years past when they were trying to nickel and dime and ham and egg with these deferred contracts and all this business chicanery, right? Ted has paid people, good and bad, and he's made some mistakes. Bradley Beal was a mistake. Ultimately, John Wall was a mistake. He's paid people. He's done what we ask of owners to do. He's made a commitment with his own dollars, and yes, that a lot of that money comes from us, ultimately, but he has made that commitment over and over and over again, and it's not just in hockey.
Well, I get what you're saying, and I agree. He's not perfect, but he learns from those mistakes,
yes,
like with the Wizards. He's restarted. Instead of bringing in another star, he's starting from the ground up,
yes,
again.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And he understands that building from within is the way. And if you have your guy, you have to pay your guy because they have done what they needed to up until that point. Now, the superstar that other athletes are, because it's only one in far and few in between when it comes to that. But right, when I say marketing, I'm not saying he just comes up with marketing ploys. He got Ovechkin. When he seen Ovechkin was a star, Rockin' the Red came about. I don't remember us talking about Rockin' the Red when I was a kid.
Yeah.
But, you know,
there wasn't. Yeah, there was. Yeah, that's a fair point.
With the team.
That's a fair
and,
point.
He drafted John Wall. John Wall had a personality. He made it bigger by, you know, having people do the dance and
that's
things like that. And even having a team of DC Go-Go. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He brings things to the table that's already there. And he makes it more visible.
No, good point. Thank you, DC. As always, appreciate it. Good, real good call. We'll take a timeout. More of your calls coming up, 301-230-0980. Do you have a problem with Ted wanting to still buy the Nationals? And also the monopoly element of it? And do you believe that Ted would operate, again, the Nationals more like he operates the Wizards, which a lot of you feel like he doesn't care about the Wizards? Coming back, more of your calls, more of your reaction, more of your opinions on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, guys, I'm asking you to be patient. We don't have enough time to take another call here and be fair timing-wise and whatnot before the top of the hour, so just hang tight. We'll get you right after the 2 o'clock top of the hour. Just be patient. 301-230-0980. Also coming up in the remainder of the show, in addition to getting back into the Nationals on the diamond, the Caps, Canes tonight, and, you know, everything in regards to that, plus Luka's return to Dallas last night, want to touch on that. Also, I just found something on the front cover from Jesse Daugherty's piece in the Washington Post about Adrian Wojnarowski. As you know, he left ESPN, now the St. Bonaventure basketball GM. Had a very interesting quote that I want to explore a little bit with you guys. And there's something new on the, sort of new, on the Pittsburgh Steelers, which I want to throw out there. And we will be doing more and more and more of these little stories that kind of help us out and bridge the gap when there isn't anything super duper exciting. But we'll take a timeout. Again, reset for the top of the hour. Your call straight ahead, moments away. I see you all, Jay and Columbia, Jonesy, Lou, Lap, some of the usuals. We will get to all of you. Stay tuned on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.